What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but lose his soul? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but lose his soul? John 8:31-32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, indeed you shall be my disciple. You shall gnosko, know, have understanding, knowledge. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Will set you free. The question that we asked this morning, how many people want to be free? Free from sin, free from condemnation. To those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Romans 8 and verse number 1. I think if you had a piece of paper today, if you were just counting today through this study, that is that you're considering this morning, that you are thinking this morning, that you're reckoning this morning. Well, that's the reason why you're here. Philippians 2:12, to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So like we talked about this morning in James chapter 1, go there with me please. Two things that we should be working toward. That should be our goal. That should be our drive. If we're going to have life, of John 10:10, I came that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. See, that you may have it more abundantly. And when you look at James chapter 1, there's two things that we should be working toward as Christians, number one, and then as a congregation of God's people. Number one, in James chapter 1, two things that we should be working toward. James 1, number one, joy, verse 2. If you got your Bible, underline that word joy. Joy, J-O-Y. And then the next thing that we should be working for is verse 4. That word, verse 4, is perfect work. Perfect work. And if you got your Bible, this is what that word means. It means to be complete, without blemish. Complete. 2 Timothy 3:16. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's what that word means. To be complete. That means to be without blemish. See, wanting nothing, and that word is lepio, L-E-P-I-O, and that word simply means that we may not be left behind, that we may not be lacking. Because see what we're doing, and I want you to see with me, you need to come. See, what we're doing here in relationship to the book of James, number one, look with me. If you got this down, I want you to look at it. If you don't, write it down. Number one, our objective is to have joy. J-O-Y. See, joy. Number one, in getting joy, number one, you got to count. Amen. See, you got to count. You got to consider. You got to think. Amen. And you got to reckon. See, utilizing the word of God. Amen. See, this is what you got to do to get joy. This is the recipe for joy. That's the reason why this morning in Bible class, I gave everybody a sheet. And I know it's repetitiously. If you want one, we'll give you one. But see, and want nothing and lacking, if you don't know these things in relationship to understanding what is the word of God, brother, you're not going to understand it. Because when you don't understand it, you can't count, amen. You can't consider what you don't know. Brother Frazier, how many did I get one? We'll get you one right there, that's something right there. I want you to get it in your hand, all right? And the reason why that is that if you don't know what the 66 books of the Bible is in relationship to the 39 in the Old Testament and the 27 in the New Testament, that is the patriarchal age, the Mosaic age, and the Christian age, and be able to turn it over and apply the Christian application. Well, number one, you don't know what to consider. You don't know what the thing is in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. So we gave you this sheet to flip over to divide the 27 books of the New Testament. Amen. Now, I know it's repetitious, but you need this. Amen. If you're going to be able to count, that is to consider, that is to think it so that you can reckon, utilize the word of God. Amen. Because see, this church is not about opinions. It's not about a tradition. Amen. We'll get some more. But it's about the word of God. And that's the reason why he said, count it all joy. See, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. When the devil comes, if there's nothing to consider, how you going to defeat the devil? Amen. When the devil came toward Jesus, Jesus said, it is written. He considered what was there in order to defeat the devil. And let me tell you something, brother. Just because you're a member of the church and just because you've been here 20 years, that don't mean that the devil is not a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The devil is busy, amen. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, and the devil wants me and you to go back to hell with him, amen. Some of you might already be in hell. But you're not in physical hell, but you're in hell simply because you don't have this joy that we're talking about here. When he's talking about my brother and count all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Then look at the next word, no. Underline that word, no, genosko, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. See, the trying, underline that word trying, the testing, the proving of your faith. See, to prove your faith, it got to be substance there, amen. It got to be something there in order to prove it by, amen. If nothing is there, what you going to prove it by? What you going to examine it by? See, it got to be something that's there. That's the reason why you're here this morning. Look at me. We're not here to entertain your emotion. We're not here to entertain your intellect, but we are in a work in progress, amen. Two phases. Number one, individually and collectively, that we may all speak the same thing and be of the same mind. So when we walk through these doors, we're going to be happy. Amen. We're going to have full joy. Amen. That when you go home, I ain't got to be with you to be happy. Amen. You're going to be happy because you got the word of God in your life. Amen. Amen. See, that's the joy of being a Christian. What good being a Christian when you don't use the benefits? Amen. But he said, the testing of your faith, the proving of your faith, that you may examine your faith, that you may consider, that you may have full joy. Amen. See, that's what we're talking about. Amen. Because see, when we get further down, if you don't know this here, well, see, you're not going to know. He said, if any man seek wisdom, see, ask of God. Because see, if you don't get this done, if you are lacking, if you ain't counting, if you ain't proving, you can't ask God nothing. Amen. Amen. So you got to get this. That's really why I'm going over. Amen. I know you who were here say, well, I heard this one more time. Well, you're going to hear it five more times. Amen. And the reason why we're going to hear it over and over again, because the devil, he's busy. Amen. Amen. The devil, he's busy. Amen. He said, prove. I mean, that word prove. He said, prove or try your faith, and that faith worketh patient. That word patient means to be steadfast. See, to be unmovable, to be always abound in the work of the Lord. And that's what that word patience means. But here we go again. You got to count. Each day you wake up, each day you breathe, each morning, noon, or night, you got to consider. You got to think about the word. You got to reckon the word. You got to prove when that devil comes with divers temptations, amen, that we may be patient, that we may be steadfast, that when the devil leaves, he gonna leave me the same way he came, amen. I'm still gonna be faithful. I'm still gonna be continuing, amen. I'm still gonna be working out my salvation, but I'm not gonna get caught up in the whims of the devil, because you know what? I got joy, amen. Amen. See, I got joy, amen. Amen. Am I right about it? See, in relationship, the understanding what is the will of God. Y'all got that? Y'all writing that down? Because you got to take it with you. Amen. See, don't leave it here. You got to take it with you. What good coming to church, dinner being served, and you ain't going to take it with you. Amen. See, and that's what we're talking about in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. But look at that verse right quick. He said, but let patience have a perfect work. Now, that word perfect work simply means, hear me, see, this is what we're striving for. Number one, perfect work. That simply means that you are full grown. Too many babes in the church, amen. We're always trying to put our fire to satisfy this person. Satisfy this person. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. See, you're about to grow. Amen. You're about to continue. You're about to beat our faith. Amen. Amen. If I offend you, go to your brother and your brother alone. See, we're talking about being full grown. Amen. In the faith. Amen. Full grown. It means full maturity. Amen. Amen. Using spiritual matters. Amen. Now, we're not talking about being full grown in age. Because you can be 70 years old and ignorant. Amen. I'm not trying to be ugly. You can be 100 years old and be a fool. Amen. And you can be 25 years old in spiritual matters. Because you count, because you prove, and you're working toward to be that perfect man. That perfect man endure temptations because he proved by counting, amen, he proved by counting, utilizing the word of God, amen. You with me? See, that's what we want. See, we're going to become a perfect man. That's what our goal is. You might not be that today, but you're going to be a little bit closer than you were when you came. Amen. See, this is a work in progress. See, we're here teaching you here. See, we're going to teach tonight. We're going to teach back wins tonight. But the whole objectivity is all this teaching that we're doing, all these sheets that we're passing out to you, we're not passing out to you just to be passing out, but it's to contribute to your counting. So you can consider. What you gonna consider? Well, there's 66 books in the Bible. There are 39 in the Old Testament. There are 27 in the New Testament. I can break it down. 5, 12. See, 5. See, 12. See, 17. See, you can break it all down. See, 4, 1. See, 21, 1, 39, 27. See, everybody should be able to say that, just like I'm saying that, amen. See, you're doing that. Why are you doing that? Because I've given you that sheet, amen. And then when you leave here today, you're going to take it home with you, and you're going to count it, amen. You're going to consider it. You're just not going to leave it here. You all right, brother? Slow down, brother. We don't flip here at this church. See, I'm going to wait till he gets thicker, see. I don't want y'all to be looking at him. I want you to be thinking about the word. Everybody got one? Thank God for him we're running. He wants y'all to have it bad. All right? All right? Everybody got it? All right. All right. Thank you, my friend. I need to leave my friend alone. Okay, now come back, come on back, come on back now. Y'all come on back with me. You got a little distracted, amen. See, come on back now. Y'all back with me? Okay, so that we can work toward this perfect man there. See, this is what you need to be writing down. Perfect man means full grown, full maturity, and you get that concerning spiritual matters, amen. Now, this morning in class, I gave you the Greek word. Now, you got to get the text to get tape to get that, okay? I'm just kind of giving you a review, amen. By doing that, by counting, look what he says here. Go back to your book. See, but let patience have a perfect work that you may be perfect. And I know that word perfect and enticing. And that word perfect and enticing means to be complete. See, without blemish. See, then he says wanting nothing means that you don't be left behind. That we don't leave you. Now look at me, I want you to think about something. Think about this, Terry. How can you know? How can you be perfect? How can you have a perfect work and be perfect and entice? Entire. Thank you. If you don't know, or if you've been left behind. See, that's the reason why, brother, think about this here. This ain't to the world, amen. Because number one, he used the phrase, my brethren, that means we're fellow believers, amen. See, those 21 books past the book of Acts in the New Testament, it's for those who are saved. Amen. See, it's for us, amen, my brethren. See, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations. See, you don't know. See, that's the reason why in churches of Christ today, they're doing everything and anything in the church with no authority, simply because people just don't know. People don't study. People don't grow. People don't mature. People are not patient. See, that's the reason why. And when you do these things, and when you see these things, and when you don't know whether it's right or wrong, you're just like everybody else. You're going to go along with them. Amen. But you should, as a Christian, because it's your responsibility, it's your obligation as a Christian to study, to show yourself approved unto God, that your goal is, number one, you want to be a perfect man. But sometimes I hear women say, well, peace of man is better than any man. You crazy if you say that. Who want a piece of, I don't want a piece of cake. Give me a whole piece. Don't you give me no piece of cake and think I'm going to be happy in one bite and I'm trying to avoid various temptations? Amen. Give me a whole piece. Somebody say, you want a piece of sandwich? No, give me your whole sandwich. I just say no. Because a piece ain't going to do me no good. I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. You invite me to your house to say, I ain't got much. To say, I ain't got none. Amen. Because see, you don't want a piece of nothing. See, we supposed to have the whole complete. See, we're supposed to be complete. You don't want to be piecey. You don't want to have a piece of preacher, piece of church. You want to have a church that is complete. Amen. Entire. See, and we as a congregation, see, this hand can't want it, and this hand not want it. See, we got to all want it together, because see, we got to grow together, we got to mature together, we got to grow up together in the faith, amen. And the only way that we can do it, brother, is do it with the word, amen. Because you can't do it no other way. But look at that next verse. See, you can't ask if you ask if any of you lack wisdom. See, you can't lack wisdom. Or you can't want wisdom, or you can't have wisdom if you don't do all what we're talking about up above. Amen. Amen. Ain't no way you can get it. See, folks say, well, God told me that. God put that on my heart. They lying. Because God don't put nothing on your heart that's not mind-driven. See, it's not mind-driven. Amen. I told you the other day, on my bucket list, I want to be able to get that saw, and I want to get me a 4x8, and I just want to cut it in half. Guess what, y'all? I pulled a saw out the other day. That's all. But you got to take one step at a time. Next week, I may plug it up. It's a process. It's a process you got to go through. Am I right? It might take me 4 or 5 weeks to cut it on, to put it to the wood. You think I'm going to pick it up? And cut it on, and hit that wood and cut my finger off, and I don't know what I'm doing. It's a process, amen. You got the same thing with the word of God, amen. You got to take baby steps, amen. You got to take the steps of the word of God, amen. But I did find the saw, and I looked at it, I dusted it off, and I looked at it, I said, I'm not through with you. That's mindset. The next week, I'm going to go a little bit further with it. I'm going to keep you posted. The sooner or later, I'm going to be zipping up wood all in my backyard. Now, I don't want to be a carpenter. I ain't got nothing to build. Come on, Doris. I see you out there. Anyway. But it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. See, you can't ask God if you lack it. If you've been left behind. Amen. See, for us who are Christians, amen, who count, who do all the above, who prove, who test, and that's the reason why we do that, so because of the power of the word of God. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't it make sense? Now, here's the thing right here. Hope y'all got that. Okay. Here's the question. Do you want to have joy? Amen. That's the whole point. Do you want to be happy? I came that you may have life, that you may have it more what? John 10:10, amen, that we lack nothing, that we don't be what? Without. But because we have the power of the Word of God, we as Christians, that we can strive to do the will of God. Go to Matthew 11, my question. Matthew 11, all right? I want you to follow along with me. Ain't that good stuff?
Good stuff.
Amen. In Matthew chapter 11, and you have Matthew 11, I want you to mark this in your Bible, 11:28. I want you to write Mark 16, verse 15 through 16, read by Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Just write it right in your Bible. Romans 10, 13 through 17. And Titus 1, 3. All right? Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Mark 16, 15 to 16, Romans 10, 13 to 17, and Titus 1, 3. The reason why I want you to write it down, because see, if you hadn't came, if you came here today and you don't know how to come, if you want to come, I'm going to let the Word of God tell you how to do it. Amen. Amen. See, so that when you count, when you prove, to be a perfect man, amen. See, to be perfect, you to be complete, this is what you got to use. So let's read from the Word of God, all right? Matthew 28. Here Jesus says, come unto me all, and then I word all, make no difference who you may be, black, white, God is no respecter of person, ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he said, I will give you rest. I think that word rest. That word rest means perfect. It means peace. It means joy. Amen. I ain't talking about no temporary joy. I'm talking about complete rest. Amen. But you got to come, all ye who are heavy laden. And we all get heavy laden sometimes, but thank God that there's rest somewhere. Amen. Through the power of the Word of God. Amen. See, there's rest if you come unto me all that labor. Amen. He says, take my yoke upon you. Then look, he says, Ham. He said, learn of me.
Right, right.
See, that's what we're doing now. We are learning of him. Amen. See, we are proving, we are testing, we are growing about Jesus. Amen. Not about me. That's the reason why when you come here, it's not about the preachers, not about the elders, not about the deacons, but it's about the Word of God. Amen. Too many times we build too much in the preacher. We give a preacher too much glory, and we need to be giving Jesus all the glory. Amen. Amen. Because it's not about me. See, we are just brothers and sisters in Christ. We're just heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. But I think the Bible said in Hebrew that we're going to look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Underline that word, learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. That's the second time you see that word rest. Underline that word rest. See, to have rest, you got to come, you got to learn in order to get rest. Amen. You can't be taught if you're not here. Amen. You got to come in order to be taught. Amen. You got to count in order to be taught. Amen. So you got to count in order to get what? That perfect man status. To be perfect and complete. Amen. So you can't be taught if you don't come. And you ain't going to get rest until you learn about Jesus. Amen. Y'all been said that again? Y'all got that? See, Jesus said a lot. Amen. See, in relationship, these are benefits of why you want to be here. Amen. Some man said, well, why do I need to come on Wednesday night? I want rest. Why do I need to come back now? I want rest. Amen. See, I'm tired of this world beating on me, amen. It's time for me to have rest. It's time for me to be that perfect man, that complete man without blemish. That's what I want to be. It's time for my relationship, my home to be perfect. You can have a perfect home, amen. Once you learn of Jesus, amen, but you got to come in order to learn, amen. Y'all with me? See, that's what Jesus is talking, amen. Y'all still with me? See, the devil don't want you to have no rest. The devil want to keep on riding you with them bills. The devil want to keep you riding with fussing and fighting. Amen. That's what he want to do. He want to keep around you with them bad children. Grandchildren, maybe add them in too. Amen. He going to keep on riding you. Amen. Now, you know what beset you. You know what riding you. But we're talking about getting rest. Amen. Amen. But you got to come and you got to learn. So if you got your Bible, this is what you need to underline. No good looking at the word if you don't see what I'm talking about. Amen. See, you got to come and then you got the attitude to want to learn. How can you learn if I'm hooping and hollering? How can you learn if I'm speaking in tongues? How can you learn if you don't want to be here? But you're ready to go home, amen. See, this is a learning process. We're here to continue. We're here to be faithful, amen, so that we can be able to prove, amen, when various temptations come, that we may be perfect man, that we may what? Want nothing, amen. That we don't be left behind, amen. Amen. Man, this, y'all worrying about Christmas. Man, you're getting the blessing right here before you even come. You can't buy this, folks, amen. You can't buy this, amen. That's the best present you can get your wife right now today. Turn to him and say, here's a present. Amen. Wait a minute. Look, I say it's a present. Don't turn and look. Because see, when she understands what you're saying, and then when you don't get her nothing December 25th, he going to say, I already gave it to you. Don't you remember? December the 2nd? Come on. Amen. Speak it now. Amen. As a man believeth in his heart, so be he. Amen. Am I right? This is the word of God speaking. Amen. Who you going to believe? What the world say or what Jesus say? Amen. That's the growing process. Amen. And then when December 26th, your car still clear. You still got money in your pocket. Am I right? And everybody still got joy. Amen. Because see, if you don't listen to me, because you came, but you're not listening. You're here, but you're not learning, and therefore you ain't got no rest. Amen. You ain't grown to a perk because you've been left out. Because see, what you're doing, you're letting Fox 6, 3340, check, check, check. And you get caught up in all these commercials, and you get caught up in what the world is doing. And then what they're going to do, they're going to leave you behind in spiritual matters. Amen. Y'all with me? That's what Jesus says here. Come unto me, all that are heavy laden. Why? Because we all have sin. Amen. We all got problems. I got a problem. You got a problem. Amen. James says, if you don't, you're a liar, and the truth not in you. Amen. But one thing about problems, I'm getting rid of problems because I'm working toward that perfect work. Amen. To be a perfect man. Amen. Because I got joy right now. Amen. I'm just as happy as I want to be. Am I right? And you need to be the same way. But you got to come, and you got to learn, and you got to have rest. So this is what you need to do for our moving the Father. Underline, come, learn, you rest twice. Amen. Twice. He repeats it one time, and he repeats it again, don't he? That you may have rest. That's just peace of mind. See, peace of mind. Ain't nothing like peace of mind. Amen. Happens. I ain't gonna worry about no job. I ain't worrying about this economy. I ain't worrying about who's gonna be the president. I ain't gonna worry about what the world. Stop them the world problems. Amen. Let them worry about that. See, let CNN and MSNBC talk about that. We're gonna learn of Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus is gonna supersede all the rest of that mess. Amen. Because see, what we got is rest. Amen. Because we coming to count. Amen. And guess what? When you leave here, you're gonna still count. Amen. Because see, what you're going to do, you're going to take this stuff with you, amen? And then you're going to count tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because what you're going to do, you're going to take this book, the Word, and you're going to count. You're going to go back to Matthew 11 again, and you're going to read this again, amen? You're going to go back to James, and you're going to read that again, amen? You're going to get a tape from John. They're free, and you're going to play it again. You're going to cut 98.7, 95.7, whatever you listen to, 0.7 off, and you're going to put some Jesus on, amen? Am I right? And guess what? They're free. Amen. And then he says, for my yoke is easy. Now, this is good right here. Because, see, it ain't hard. It's easy. Now, you know what makes it hard? When we want to do what we want to do. When you want to come on your own terms. When you want to learn on your own terms. See, that's what Paul talked about. See, Acts 20:29, He said, when I depart, greedy wolves will enter here, not sparing the flock, speaking perverse doctrines, drawing disciples after them. That's the reason why you have so many different denominational churches in the world today. They bring all these churches of Christ, all speak different things. But we're all supposed to be speaking the same thing. Because they want it on their own terms. And you can't have it on your own terms. We got the perfect law of liberty. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. For the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All you got to do is follow the plan. Follow the Bible. Amen. That's the reason why I tell you all the time. I don't read no book by Marilyn Hinckley. I don't read no book by nobody but Jesus. I'm going to read something about somebody lacking something. They not even in the church. They lacking. They can't even be a perfect man. They ain't even going to have complete work. The only thing that they can do is come and learn in order to have this read. And so you think I'm going to sit down and read 1,000 pages? Of somebody who are losers? Amen? Like Brother Brian used to say all the time. He said, folks would come to him all the time. So I got this plan. I'm gonna show you how to make $1 million. And you heard people come to you. Hey, I need you to come to this meeting. And I got this plan. I'm gonna show you how you're gonna be a millionaire in 3 months. First question I asked, I said, how much money you got? How long you been in it? 6 months. I said, you got your million? No. Well, how in the world are you going to tell me to do something and I'm going to get it in 3 months? You've been it twice and you ain't got it. That don't make no sense. Amen? Am I right? People were running around here last week talking about the Powerball. If. Lord, if. Lord, if. Lord, if I win that money, that's what I do. This is better than money. This is a sure thing. It's rest, come, learn. That's why you're here. You're learning. Am I trying to teach you something? Amen? See, that's what we do here. Good to see you, Gwen. Gwen Miller in the back. Good to see you. Amen. We saw her little girl up in the grocery store the other day. She said, I saw them. They don't look the same. You need to go see them. Thought we got to God. I said, why she looked at you first? Because she double take. You know, people double take on you, know something wrong. But anyway, good to see you. So what I'm saying is that he said, it is easy. Look what he said here. He said, my yoke is easy, but it's easy when you comply to the word. If you deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow Jesus. If you crucify the flesh, modify it. Colossians 3:1, if you seek and set, but quit trying to get it on your own terms because you ain't going to get it that way. Amen. Amen. Go to John 10 right quick. See, John talks about that. John 10. Amen. In John 10, I'm going to wait till you get there. I'm going to read a few verses, okay? In John 10, see, this is what Jesus said, beginning in verse 1. Amen? Y'all with me? See, John 10, verse 1. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enter not, say we're not, by the door, that's a singular door, right? Into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, Galatians 6:9-10, the same is a thief and a robber. Y'all see that? So if you try to do it in other way, but then the way that has been devised, you ain't nothing but a thief and a robber. But look what he said. But he that enter in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And look what happened, y'all. This is a good part. The sheep, we hear his voice, amen. This is the voice talking right now, amen. The word. And he calleth, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, how he calleth by the gospel, his own sheep, amen. His own sheep is the one that wear his name, Acts 11:26. And leadeth them out. Amen. But jump down to verse 5. He said, out of stranger. See, when you try to enter in the wrong way, when you try to do it another way, see, you are a stranger. See, when you don't go the easy way. And a stranger, will they not follow? See, if it can't be proven in the book, you can't tell me nothing. I ain't going to follow you. I mean, I'll listen to you, but I'm going to go back and check it out. Amen. That's the same thing you need to be doing with me. Amen. Just because I said it, don't you believe it. Amen. You go back and check it out. Because I could be lying to you. Amen. We need some more members here. I'm going to tell you what you want to hear so you can come on and we can get about 40, 50 more family and we can take up more money. Then when we get more money, they're going to give me more money. Sound pretty good, though. You ain't got no part of it. Sound pretty good to me. But I'm not going to do that. Because it's not about money, amen. That rest ain't about what you got, amen. That rest ain't about how many people in here, amen. That rest ain't about that. How big a building we in, amen. How many ministries we have. How many gymnasium we have. Or what we got to entertain your flesh. But what we are working for is that easy way that when we leave here, we can just be resting, have joy, that we can count. See, that's what we're doing, amen. See, it's not about this building. It's about having abundant life, amen. And that's the reason why he said it. And a stranger will they not follow, amen. But we'll flee from him, amen. I remember I was talking to a man one time. And he got to talking crazy. And I was trying to talk to him. He got crazier and crazier. And he started kind of foaming at the mouth. I'm serious. And I got up. And I got my coat and I got my hat and I got my Bible. And they said, where you going? I said, I got to go. They said, where you going? I was running from him. Because the demons was coming out in him. And I didn't want to get caught up in it. Amen. See, and I got out of there. Sometimes you got to run from them, amen. For your rest's sake, amen. And we're going to talk about that. He said, you will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. See, that's what we do. But see, you can't do that if you don't count. If you don't know what we're talking about in relationship to what Jesus is saying here. He said, come and learn of me, for I will give you rest. And then he goes on to talk. And that next verse over there, go back to John, go back to Matthew. He said, for my yoke is easy. And I like how he said, brother Freddie, watch this, y'all. I want you to see it. He said, for my yoke is easy. Y'all there? And my burden is light. Is he talking about just light? Or is he talking about Jesus being the light? Amen? Well, if Jesus is the light, everything's going to be light. Amen? Amen? If you walk in the light, he's the light. We have fellowship not only with God, but we have fellowship one with another. Amen? And that makes things what? Light. Amen? Amen? By us being in Christ Jesus. Then quickly, Mark 16 and 16:15, let's go to right quick. See, once you come and once you learn, you ought to get that rest, for my yoke is easy, all right? Mark 16:15, he says, go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now look at verse 16. In verse 16, he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. Look at verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be what? Saved. All right? So how do you come? You come by believing and being baptized in order to be saved. So you learned that today, amen. Amen. If you ain't learned nothing else, you know how to come, amen. By believing and is baptized, being saved, amen. Why you want to learn that? Because you want rest, amen. And guess what? This is easy, amen. Amen. See, y'all got that? See, he didn't say you didn't have to be baptized to be saved. He said believe plus be baptized. And it's a conjunction, believe and is baptized to be saved. So you talk about Jesus, well, how am I going to come? Well, that's the reason why you got the first four books, Gospels, amen. They tell you about Jesus, amen. Am I right? You want to know how to come. See, you learned that. Jesus taught you to believe and is baptized. This is the light, amen. That's the reason why it's easy, amen. That's how you come in order to be saved, amen. So if you're here today and you want to be saved, you want to receive these benefits, if you don't want to want for nothing, this is what you got to do. I did it, they did it, everybody did it, and you got to do it too. You got to believe that Jesus is the Christ, Son of the living God, and be baptized in order to be saved. In Acts 2:47, the Lord will add you to the church. Let's go to Romans 10 right quick. Romans 10:13. In Romans 10, we see another side of it. In Romans 10:13, I'll wait till you get there. And a lot of people go to this verse here that teach you wrong how to come. Okay? And the reason why they teach you wrong how to come, because they don't know how to count. I'm not counting 1, 2, 3, 4. They don't know how to reason. They don't know how to consider. They don't know how to think because they don't know the word of God. Amen. Amen. So you got to be able to right divide 2 Timothy 2:15 in order to consider. Amen. So when you look at the 27 books of the New Testament, right? You got four Gospels, right? You got one Acts. You got 21 letters. And you got one reward, right? So this is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? This is the book of Acts. This Romans through Jude, right? Am I right? And this is the book of Revelation. Am I right? Now I'm doing this for a purpose. Because see, this is what you got to believe in, right? This is what they did in the book of Acts, got baptized, right? And they got into the Church of Christ, am I right? Now, once you get into the Church of Christ, these books is the counting books, amen. This is what you got to consider. This is what you got to think about. This is what you got to reckon about, amen, as you make heaven your home, amen. Amen. So, in the book of Romans, when he says over here in Romans 10:13, he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And most people in the denomination, they say, see, it don't even say that about baptism. He says, so whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's all you got to do, call upon the name of the Lord. Wrong. Because number one, if you ain't already saved, you ain't got no business being there. Because the book of Romans ain't tell you. How you going to skip over? You ever read a book and begin in the middle? Huh? You ever read a book and just read the end and you don't know what the beginning? Hey, you start watching TV, and then the movie's already on, and then you start looking at it, and then you don't know what they're talking about. Have you ever fell asleep during a movie, and then you don't know how it ended? Have you ever done that? And you devoted or didn't devote it? I know I ain't saying it right, but that's all right. Amen. Well, that's the same way. That's the reason why I gave you that sheet, so you can count it, so you can learn what 4:1. See, 17, see, 4:1, 4:1, 17, 4:1, 21, and 1 is, amen. So you can know how to count, amen. Because somebody go to verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, number one, we already saved. Because we're in the book of Romans, amen. We fellow brethren, amen. Am I right? See, and then look what it said. Even if it don't say that, look what it said in verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the, underline that word, name, that means by his authority, Matthew 28:20, amen. That if you do it by his authority, you're going to do it right anyway, amen. Am I right? Shall be saved, amen. And then it goes on and say, how then shall they call on him. And by the word called, write 2 Thessalonians 2:14. And the reason why I want you to write that, because see, we're called by the gospel. The reason why we don't believe in traditions, opinions, or what you say, if it can't be proven by the book, but we don't use it. We ain't gonna add to, we ain't gonna take away. See, man told me, he said, y'all keep up all that crazy stuff over there at that church. Y'all ain't gonna have nobody. We're gonna have somebody. You know why we're gonna have somebody? Because see, we're gonna enter in the right way. And just because they're doing it across the street, if it can't be proven by the book, we ain't gonna use it.
Right.
Amen. See, and we ain't gonna get caught up in contemporary. It's all this contemporary gospel, this traditional gospel. You can't find that nowhere in the Bible. It's just the gospel, amen. It's the death, burial, and resurrection. See, charismatic. You can't find that nowhere in the Bible. Amen. The devil Bible, but not God Bible. Am I right? All right. He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now, he ain't building up the preacher, but he's building up a man who would devote his life to truth. They're going to preach truth. That's what you want, amen? You want somebody going to stand here and preach truth to you, amen? It makes no difference how many degrees he got, what his resume look like. See, we look for preachers the wrong way. What kind of resume do you have? What kind of schools you went to? What good have a resume in what school when you're preaching false doctrine? Amen. Your feet ain't worth nothing. Amen. He's not talking about, well, did you get your toenails cut? Or did you get a pedicure? What do you call it? He's talking about the one who's going to stand on truth. Amen. Because some of y'all look at mine, you say, uh-oh. Dara's laughing because she knows. He's not talking about that. But he's talking about a man that's going to stand here. Young men, y'all going to preach the word. Preach truth. Stand on truth. See, preach it because you love it. See, somebody say, you've been here all this time. When you going to quit? You know, when I get tired of it, I'm going to leave it alone. In a Sunday that I wake up, don't want to do it. In a week that I don't want to study. In a week I don't want to repair. It's time for me to quit. Amen. And I come to the brother, amen. But right now I'm having a marvelous time. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. Amen. Because my mindset is right. And that's what he's talking about here. Because see, if your mindset is not right, you ain't going to be called the right way. And we clear that up by the gospel. Amen. To do it by the gospel. See, because you got have the right calling. Now, they got the wrong calling. But our calling is by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2:14. And that's the only thing that we're going to preach. But if you don't preach that, you're not going to be saved. See, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. And then finally, Titus 1:3, and I'm going to have to quit. Titus 1:3. Y'all with me so far? Titus 1:3. I'm going to begin at verse 1. Okay? Y'all ready? That's right teaching, baby. That's right teaching. Teaching. Amen. I like that. We'll start at verse 1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and according of the truth which is after godliness. But look at the language the Holy Spirit used. He was a servant. He was an apostle according to the faith, according to the book. See, we are servants, we are Christians according to the book of God's elect and according of truth. Y'all see that word? Truth. Which is after godliness. See, truth brings about godliness. But it must be according to the faith. You see that? See, your truth can't be backed up by faith. It's not godly. In hope of eternal life with God that cannot lie. Underline that word, cannot lie. See, what I'm telling you, truth is not a lie. It's the truth. Promises before the world began. All this was preordained, Ephesians 1:3, before the world began. But have in due time manifest, look what he said, this word through preaching. Come unto me, learn of me, that you may have rest. It is easy and it's light. But it comes through preaching, through counting, through understanding, through having knowledge. That's where it comes through, amen. You can't get it no other way, right? Am I right? Which is committed unto me according to the commandments of God, our Savior. You understand what I'm saying? Now, drop all the way down to verse 9. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. See how the Bible don't contradict itself? See? For there are many unruly, vain talkers, deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped. See? Who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filth and lust's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bedders. This wisdom is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Amen? Not giving heed to Jewish fables, commandments of men, and turning from the truth. Y'all see what he's saying? Unto the pure, all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelievers is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Do you see the danger what he's talking about? For those who stand on truth versus those whose mouth need to be shut. What's wrong with the world today? Everybody going crazy. Amen. We have left the book. The Church of Christ don't left the book. Amen. When we begin to build gymnasiums, doing things that you can't prove in the Bible, ministry that you can't prove in the Bible, we have left truth. Their mouth need to be shut. And the only way it's going to be shut is by you who stand on the truth. And you need preachers who are going to preach the truth. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Regardless of what the consequences may be. Yeah. Amen. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to have joy? Do you want to be perfect? A perfect man, complete without blemish. The invitation is going to be extended. If you want to be saved today, it's not but one way to enter through the door. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Our water is ready. 1 Peter 3:21 said, baptism does so also now save us. If you're here today, you want to be saved. You want to receive these benefits that we've been talking about all day today. The only way you're going to get it, you got to come. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Walk down these aisles. If you don't want to walk, stand where you are and let us know what your intention may be. And then you here are a Christian and you have been not walking in the light as he is in the light, you can be forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all your unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. Come right now as we stand there, we sing.